Oh man, I almost forgot to push the start button.
Oh no. So what's the latest update in Stench's health issue? Nothing?
None. I don't have insurance yet, and I just did all of my testing, the last round of testing, I guess a week ago, so I just gotta wait another 3 or 4 weeks. The only problem is if it's cancer or something, you need to know sooner rather than later.
Right.
So I may have to go back in for more tests here pretty soon. We did manage to get me onto, here was the good news, onto my wife's insurance.
Oh, okay.
And then it ends up being the exact same policy I just had. Exactly.
Oh, so you don't lose any doctors or anything.
Yeah, I don't lose any doctors. But remember the thing you were talking about where with the deductible?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can carry over your deductible.
I hope so. I haven't even got the card yet. They said it'll be here in a couple days. But once I get it, I got to call them on that policy and say, hey, fuckers, you know, try to do this. They're going to say no. And then
you got to appeal.
Yeah. And Beth said she would help me. That's her specialty. She said she's.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if I, when you know, tell me what to do at least so I can tell them, hey, fuckers.
Yeah, because they're going to try and dick you around first off.
They're already trying to dick us around right now and deny, like, knowing that I don't have that policy anymore. They're already, I just got a bill today from my doctor for God knows how much where they tried to kick it back.
Yeah, they're assholes.
Yeah, for my CT scan. My last one.
What a pain in the ass.
I know. It's hard for me not to threaten death. Work's fucking easy. Super easy.
And you're commuting, getting used to...
It's weird. There's days it's 40 minutes. Like, on Fridays, I've been leaving early, like, going to work. I'll get up early and leave early. It's 30 minutes. If I leave 10 or 15 minutes later, it's 45 minutes to an hour.
No, that's the thing. Remember I told you I take the kids to school and we have to get there an hour early because if I don't leave at that time, we're going to be 15 minutes late. It's either like be an hour early to school or 15 minutes late.
It's fucking stupid is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's not a whatever it's called, geometric or whatever kind of progression. It like 10 minutes can make 40 minutes of difference.
Yeah, but it's I don't know. It's crazy how that works out. But so
it is ridiculous.
Coming home, the same thing. Some days there's traffic. Coming home, I only have traffic through downtown. And then as soon as I get past downtown, I fly home. But sometimes it's 40 minutes to get through downtown.
It never seems like I get a break. Like, I've noticed traffic. All the schools out there now are out. You know,
everybody's out.
And it's definitely lighter in the morning, but it still takes me the same amount of time to get home. Like, I don't ever get a break on the way home for some reason.
Oh, well, I get fucked on the way home. Occasionally, PCH just decides to be a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Monday, yesterday, I went to work, and when I hit PCH, it was fucking parked. And it took me 40 minutes to get from my house to the 10 freeway, which is 4 miles, 3 miles down PCH. Right. 40 minutes to get there, and then 30 minutes to get from the Santa Monica Pier to my work. Is it fucking crazy? Like, that shouldn't happen. Right. And that's the worst part of living over here by the beach.
And it's been 105, so beach season is in full effect.
But I didn't think it would be bad in the morning. But it is, especially right there. It gets bad because that's like ground zero for tourist activity.
Yeah, and I've noticed, it's the Instagram effect. Certain places in LA have been destroyed by Instagram. Santa Monica Pier, Griffith Park. You know, like those places where people now feel
iconic places.
Have to take a selfie.
Yeah, if they're iconic places.
Yeah, and they used to be like, I used to love Griffith Park. I live close to there. It used to be where I could go anytime I wanted, hang out at the observatory, go for a hike. You know, like now you can't even get fucking parking. It's a nightmare. And it's all because of Instagram. People now know about it. And when they come to L.A., we're like, we got to go to Griffith Park. We got to go to the pier. When Bing and I go to the pier, it's just bad. Insane with tourists.
You know, it's funny. Know? I live right there, and I never go there just because I know how fucking bad it is. If I go to the pier, I ride my bike. Like, that's the only way I'm going to the pier.
No, we take the subway. I tell Bing, if you want to go to the pier, we got to take the subway. But it's the same thing. You know, I live three blocks from Porto's and we don't go there because it's fucking crazy crowded all the time.
On Saturday, I think it was Saturday, I was in Downey. And on the way home, I went down Firestone all the way across the line outside of Porto's because remember they have one. It was down the street. It was crazy how packed that place was.
They get insanely crowded. Now, they're opening another one here in Northridge. I don't know if that's going to help alleviate us. I don't think it is, because I think that one will just be crowded with people from the West Valley, and all our people are still going to go to the one here.
Yeah, the people that still live and work in Burbank, that's the bad thing about Burbank, too. You get a lot of work people that don't live there that will go after work.
Yeah, and it's also on the way to the airport.
Yeah, and then you're going to get those the Valley people just won't have to go to Burbank anymore. They'll be happy, and that one will be as overcrowded as the Burbank one.
Right. You know what they should do, like they've done in some other airports, is put a like a small Porto's in the airport. Like it's some like I think it's Voodoo Donuts who has a donut shop in the Portland airport. You know what I mean? Like those iconic places that people bring food back from. Porto should put one in the airport, and then people could just take it from there.
Oh man, I don't know. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I went into a donut store today and didn't have. I went in because I got to work for whatever reason super early today. And they're also weird about they don't want us working overtime. And okay, here's what's weird about my work. They don't want us working overtime, and I totally get it. I'm fine not working overtime, but I'm the only person in my department. I'm the only person there that does my job now. The bad part about my job is if you come into the building, the entrance into the building, but granted you have to come through buzzer gates and all kinds of shit. I've got to let you in. But when you enter the building, you walk into my office. My office is the entry to the entire office, to the entire building. You walk into my office and then there's a door that I can buzz you through that you can go into the warehouse if you're a warehouse guy. And then there's another door that goes off to the salespeople and all the business guys.
Right. Okay.
All right. So they open. I think the warehouse guys are there like 7 o'clock in the morning. Those dudes are insanely early and they're jamming and working their asses off. Well, they want me there till 5. So they don't want me to start till 8:30. But somebody, like, that office is actually banging full on at 8 o'clock. So somebody has to come in and cover that first half hour, and it's a guy that's, like, one of the business dudes, you know, the business office. And
they just make him do it for half an hour?
They make him do it for half an hour, and it's not his job. And I'm, dude, like, if I walk in, and this has already happened, if I walk in at, like, 8:10, he's like, cool, see ya, and he bolts. And then I'm like, you know, and I don't mind clocking in and going. Like, that's not a problem for me to work an extra half hour, 20 minutes.
Right.
But they told me don't work overtime. So I'm trying to walk a fine line between pissing off my boss and how early I can clock in and fucking this guy over because, you know, he's got his job to do.
Right.
He's got to go back and do that. So it's a weird one. And so now I try to not, if I get there early, I'll go down the street and just, like today, I went down to the donut store, and I'm like, I'm gonna go in there and get a soda. That's what I got, and had no donuts. Smelled the wonderful smell. I swear, the cup smelled like donuts. I drank every time I took a sip. I could smell donuts on that cup, man.
On Saturday, we went to Donut Fest in LA.
Ooh,
which
what's that?
It's a donut festival. They had it at Union Station.
Oh, God, downtown.
Yeah, and it was fucking insanely crowded. We only ended up getting donuts from two places because the lines were crazy. They had it like in this tiny courtyard, but there were thousands of people there. And when we left, they had already cut off ticket sales. I think they had oversold it because you could buy tickets online too.
Where at Union Station, like by Union Station or right there in the parking lot?
So across the parking lot, there's like this courtyard in the front. They did it in this courtyard, but it's not very big.
That's a tiny courtyard. We were just there when I accidentally went to the anti-abortion rally a few months ago.
Okay.
Did I ever tell that story on the pod?
No.
Oh my God. My wife was like, hey, Shorty has homework this weekend. She's got to go to this event downtown, and she has to, like, basically take pictures of herself with some literature. Okay. Just to prove she went to this event. And I was like, oh, okay. And she goes, it's down in whatever park. And it was a park over there. And I ended up parking right where you're talking about, like literally right there. And then we walked down blocks onto the other end of Chinatown. There's this big park. And when I walk in, it was that crazy fucking national anti-abortion rally that where the fucking Red Hat kids got in trouble with the Indians.
Okay.
It was that day. Right. Remember, and those were all over the country. I was oblivious to what was going on. And I walked in and I told my wife, this is an anti-abortion rally. Why are we here with kids? And she's like, well, they have to come here. I'm like, you didn't tell me that that's what this was. I wouldn't let her go to this. This is bullshit. And she goes, well, it's not for school. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? It's homework, not for school. And I go, this is crazy that school would send them to this, even though it's a Catholic school.
Right.
It was that bullshit fucking confirmation Catholic fucking bullshit. And it was for that class. And they would always threaten, if you miss a class, we're going to make you repeat and you won't be confirmed till next year. And it's a 1 year obligation. And they make you do this and make you do that. It's fucking Catholic bullshit. And I was so pissed that we were there, first of all, at an anti-abortion rally. Because remember, you want to kill babies? Fucking kill them. I don't fucking care. I do not care. Like, I'm not going to kill babies. But if you want to, fucking have at it. That's your business. That's between you and God, in my opinion, and none of my fucking business. And I want nothing to do with it. And I damn sure don't want to go down there and protest and do that kind of shit.
I can't believe they, man. But you know what? The Catholics... this has been bothering me all weekend after I read the story last week, and I'm going to find it right here to get the exact timeline. But I mean, I can't believe, like, sure, there's a lot of hypocrisy, but this one put me over
the edge. It's nonstop hypocrisy.
Catholic Church spent $10.6 million to lobby against legislation that would benefit victims of child sex abuse.
Because they're going broke.
Because they care about money more than they care about pedophiles or victims.
Oh, no, like, no. They care about money more than they care about anything. And money is the fucking bottom line of that place. And they fucking got their money with nuts. Okay, this is fucking... Remember, the fucking Vatican ruled that all in America, like, fuck you guys. You guys are in this. You guys fucked this up on your own. We had nothing to do with it. And we're not bailing you out. And remember, the first thing they made them do was sell off all non-essential properties. So the Catholic Church has had a real estate fire sale. And that's how that badass building down on Pacific Coast Highway that our church owned. By the way, that's where all of our fucking priests lived. The fucking church was in Westwood. They lived on the beach in Malibu on Pacific Coast Highway in this badass old building, which had to be sold because it was non-essential. But there was all this shit going on. My dog, I think my pug escaped because all of a sudden Sarge was at the door. And they all live there. So it was nuts that they were ditching like property. They weren't selling churches, but they were selling off a lot of stuff. And they made all that extra, they get
donated and land. Millions and millions.
And think about it. Tons of old people die and just will their stuff to the church. They own tons of stuff. So they made a lot of money on that. And that was all to get them out of that, I can't say that scandal because it's generations of scandals of the same shit. And rather than fix the problem for the longest time, they moved them around. And then, you know, now they're like, fuck you. We're prosecuting. We're coming after you. And then now they're just trying to stop the bleeding of their money. You're right. They're just trying to stop the bleeding of their money. And they're going to lobby against victims rather than try to help victims, which shows you they're still fucked. They're still on the wrong side of this.
Yeah.
I don't give them a dime, by the way, just so you know.
That's collection plate money. That's what I mean. That's your Catholic, you know, like that's where you're, when they beg you for more money at church, it's going to lobby against the victims of molestation.
Do you know what's weird about our school, by the way? Our school is a non-Catholic, it's a Catholic school, but it's not part of the diocese. Yeah, it's not filled with it. It's weird. There's some sister group that runs my daughter's school. Because remember, it's an all-girls school. It's ran by the Sisters of blah, 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 blah. It's not ran by the Catholic Church, which is pretty interesting. But yeah, no, that's, I agree. But I think that's, in essence, when you break it down, it's business. And it's sad because it's not supposed to be business.
It's not supposed to be. And if it's business, then they should be taxed.
All of them should be taxed. Scientology should be taxed. Oh, no, all these crazy fuckers.
Here's my solution to that. I think you give churches a limit that they get untaxed. You know what I mean? Like figure, I don't know, $3 million a piece or something. That's a lot of money. And then anything over that, because you have these mega churches that are buying jets and Bentleys. Oh,
dude. Speaking of that, I was at work a week or so ago, and these three dudes came in, and they asked to speak to one of our sales guys, and they were from the South somewhere. And I asked them, I am like, hey, what company are you with? And they say, oh, we're a nonprofit. And I was like, oh, okay. So I call the dude comes out and meets with them. And then the dude is with them for a long time. And then they leave. And the dude comes to me and goes, those three dudes just flew in on their private fucking jet. He goes, they own a church in somewhere in Texas.
Yeah.
And that's basically what they were. They were like televangelist type dudes. And they were in. And what's weird, when they're come, they just flew here on their private jet, but they come asking us for free shit.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. Like what's going on with that?
Oh, no, no. They have Bentleys and, you know, and massive churches. On they still beg every week for more money from people.
Yeah. It's all shameful. Awful and shameful. It is.
They should lose. I mean, let's just start with the Catholics because they're now lobbying against the survivors of sex abuse. They should lose their tax.
They also killed. I wonder if any church has killed more people than them. Remember throughout time, because remember they're the first like real Christian church. Because right. The first pope was St. Peter, and St. Peter was an apostle of Jesus. So. He was the first pope.
I don't want to punish them for all of history. Just the
but,
more
but no, shit. But that just horrible. Shows you they've never straightened up. Since the beginning of organized religion, they've never straightened up. They fucking have done awful shit. And when, by the way, when they started killing along with the, who was it? It was them in cahoots with the King of France. And they're the ones that were killing the Knights Templar. Because the Knights Templar got really rich escorting Christians into the Holy Land for pilgrimages and stuff like that. They got really, really rich. Well, then they started killing them to take their money. It was fucking insane. Like, and put them all in prison and then started executing them all. And the ones, and that's how they say, that's like the Oak Island mystery and stuff and all that. It's supposedly like some fled for their lives and actually came to America or in Canada way before anybody thinks anybody was here. Those dudes were over here running for their
lives.
What's
going on with your Oak Island show?
Nothing. They find nothing.
Are they off right now?
Yeah, it's on hiatus. The old dude died, and they were already done filming for the season, so he was on the last couple episodes, the really old guy, and that sucked. And then they found a lot of cool shit, but they didn't find a fucking treasure. They find
but
interesting
it's not
stuff.
Over, right?
No, it's not over. And then they had a weird moment where they were drilling, and they were like, all right, they're getting close. Literally, the land underneath them started caving in because they have such heavy equipment on top of it, and they had to stop everything because they were afraid, like, the whole thing was going to cave in.
Right.
Yeah, it's that kind of shit all the time. But they don't have any treasure. They find the best shit they find metal detecting on that island. They'll be out with – they have this little dude with a metal detector, and he goes out and always finds crazy old Spanish coins and English coins and – lots of cool gold, like, cufflinks and stuff from British soldiers.
Do you think if you analyzed any chunk of beach as closely as they've analyzed that island, you'd find that kind of shit anyway?
I wonder. Especially, that's a small island, and they know...
It was like a stop, right, for ships?
Yes. Also, the British used the shit out of it because it was out of America. It was just up north of America, so the British could go there... and load up troops and do stuff. So they spend a lot of time there. So, you know, because during the revolution and all that. So there was a lot they could do. A lot they know happened on that island. Then a lot of people. Right. The one thing, though, the funniest thing to me is the guy who was, he was one of the landowners there. And this guy was a slave in the United States. He escaped and joined the Brits in the revolution and fought for the British. And the deal they cut with these slaves was, hey, you fight for us. At the end of the war, you're free. Like, you basically have bought your freedom by fighting for us. So this guy fought for the Brits. War's over. He is now free. Obviously goes to Canada so he can remain free. And he ends up being a cabbage farmer on that island. And he buys a plot of land. By the time this guy dies, who is a former American slave, he's, I think, the richest man in all of Nova Scotia. So somebody could have found some treasure a long time ago.
Right.
On that island. Especially a guy that's out digging in the ground, you know, planting cabbage, doing his thing. And,
right.
And he kept buying more and more land and more chunks of the island, and he became a very wealthy man before he died. But he lived
but
there.
But wouldn't somebody have seen him spending, like, old doubloons or something?
I bet it's gold. You just melt it down. I got a gold bar. Okay. You know, you bring it in piece by piece and really watch. And think about it. If you were a former slave and you're up in Canada now and you're free, I'm sorry. People aren't treating you right still. You're right. Still not like equal citizen to everyone else up there. It, even in that time, that is not happening. So you find a bunch of money or gold. Are you going to tell anyone? Hell fucking no. You're going to keep it buried and hidden somewhere on your land, and you're going to break it out piece by piece as you need it. But that's the most interesting thing of the whole story to me is that guy.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I would love to know. He found all of, there is no more treasure. He found all of it and got it out. That would be the best story ever. I think I have AIDS now. That's my new
What did you do with your official, like, real weekend off? Did you have volleyball?
No. The first weekend, remember, I did Labor Day weekend or Memorial, whatever right. the fuck it is. I had volleyball for 3 days. And then the next weekend, and I was sick that whole weekend, remember, because I got that inoculation because they think apparently if I get an infection right now, I'm going to die. So they're giving me all these inoculations and shit like that so I can fight off any – I can prevent me from getting anything. I don't know why they think I'm going to die, but according to my doctor, it's really bad news if I get an infection right now. So I was sick and then stayed home and didn't do much. And then this last weekend we had – oh, I went to my parents all day Saturday. We did a barbecue.
Oh, okay. What, was it somebody's birthday?
It was my birthday
last
week.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, last week. By the way, I found out on my birthday, the day I woke up on my birthday and got the results, that I did not have the genetic disease.
Well, that's nice. That's a good present.
No, it was a horrible present. I wish I would have had it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you wanted it.
That was the easy treater. That was the easy treater, and we're on our way, and we know what's wrong. Now we don't know what's wrong. Now it's like it could be anywhere between pancreatic cancer or this. So,
right, or allergies to strawberries, right? It can be like something one of those. Or,
but this causes this. This causes this. Oh yeah, and this does too. So, the bad thing about the symptoms that I have, they can lead to cancer, and they also can be caused by cancer. So
that's a no win.
Yeah, that's a fucking lose-lose. It's like, fix it now or you're going to get cancer. Or maybe you have cancer and that's why you're showing these warning signs. They will figure that out here sooner rather than later, I hope. I'm
going
to go on
your no-carb diet.
Yeah. Ooh, God, I found a no-carb sugar-free bakery in the South Bay and I drove there on Saturday morning early and that was fucking awesome.
There's got to be one closer than the South Bay. This is LA.
There isn't. There's one in Woodland Hills, which is, they're literally about equal to me, but I was afraid of driving. I'd have to go down PCH and then over the canyon, then back over the canyon and home. And I thought I'd get screwed by beach traffic and there is a way to go around it. If I go to the South Bay, I can come up.
I am shocked that there's not one in Westwood or Brentwood.
No, there might be places that have it. I know, like, even Cheesecake Factory has a low-carb cheesecake. And there's a lot of keto cheesecake recipes you can make yourself that are supposed to be really good, and they have real low carbs and no sugar. But once you find a bakery, they're going to do it just right, and you don't have to make it. Because this stuff is a pain in the ass. That's the one thing I've discovered. I really can have anything I want. There's a recipe for mac and cheese. There's a recipe for everything. Anything my heart desires, I can have or find a way to make it. But it's a pain in the ass and quite expensive.
Yeah, how do you make the noodles?
I have to use cauliflower, like rice cauliflower. Imagine them a little bigger so they're almost chunky. You break up the cauliflower into that size, and then you cook it. And then you have to wring it in a this is the process and why it's a pain in the ass. So you have to cook the cauliflower, and then you have to put it into like a cheesecloth and wring it out to get all the moisture out of it that you can. And then mix the mac and cheese, make it, put it in, and then bake it with the mac, like mac and cheese.
Okay.
But it's a long process to do
right.
anything and a pain in the ass. So I'm not all that big on making, even though tonight I made bread.
Makes sense.
Tonight I had, doesn't sound like a diet, but I had chili cheese dogs tonight and I made my bread. I made my bread like the flatbread that I make, and I just put the chili on it and then put the hot dog in it, then rolled the flatbread bread around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious and not like being on a diet. Oh, man. But yeah. So that is it. I am, still dieting away. Honestly, sometimes I get sick of eating so much fat.
Yeah, I'm sure like anything. If you have so much of it, after a while you're like, God, I just can't take any more of this.
Yeah, over the weekend it was nice because I hadn't had any sweets. There's one thing I make. This sounds disgusting, but it's really good and it's super easy. You take coconut oil, like a half cup of coconut oil, put it into a glass, and then a little bit of butter and melt it in the microwave, stir it together, and then you put in chocolate powder, like, you know, bitter Hershey's chocolate powder.
Isn't that just Nutella?
Well, and then I put in, because I have that healthy-ass peanut butter, that shit that you can't use because it's so runny. It's like you pour it out of the fucking jar, you know, that no sugar, like that crap. And you put that in there too, and then you just stir that down and pour it into the little tiny, like, cupcake things, so they're like really like if you were making the tiny bite-sized cupcakes, those little papers, you just pour that into there, and then I put nuts in mine, and then a little big salt, like rock salt,
few granules. And they're like candies then?
Oh fuck, they're delicious. They're so good. And on days when you don't have your fat up, because that's almost all fat, and you sweeten it. I sweeten it with like a few drops of stevia. I keep mine pretty almost bitter, and then. They call them fat bombs, and you just boom. People make them the same thing: coconut powder or coconut oil with protein powder. You just stir it up, mix it, pour it in there, boom. They're really easy to make, and as long as you keep them refrigerated, they will stay solid, and they're pretty. Right.
It actually sounds good.
Yeah, and the protein powder is all already sweet. You know, you have like a chocolate protein or a Oreo or whatever; those are all sweetened already, and that becomes super easy. A little protein powder mixed in, bam. And you're good.
Right.
So it's not too bad.
Oh, and then it's Father's Day this weekend. Do you have big plans for that?
Yeah, volleyball. Remember.
Oh, you got a tournament?
Nobody gives a fuck about dads, ever.
No, I posted this, and all these people are like, no, my kid had a Mother's Day tournament. I can tell you this. We've never had a Mother's Day interruption, but
no,
it seems like Bing is going to camp at 4:30 in the morning on Father's Day.
We've never, ever, ever had volleyball on Mother's Day. And we have practice on Sundays. And every year they cancel practice for Mother's Day. And they would never schedule a tournament on Mother's Day weekend. We have never done anything on Mother's Day.
No.
Yet almost every Father's Day we have a tournament.
Same with basketball. Although I did learn from softball moms that softball doesn't give a shit about moms. And they schedule softball tournaments on Mother's Day.
Good.
Because everybody who had a story about their kid doing something on Mother's Day, it was softball. And I'm like, wow, softball hates mothers.
Wow. Bunch of angry lesbians. Fuck Mother's Day.
I've had them cancel like practices and shit for Mother's Day for sure. And they would never do that for Father's Day.
No, God, no. Believe me, if we haven't had a tournament on Father's Day, we've practiced.
Right.
And our coach is a dude, so. Doesn't matter.
And I get it. It's summer, you know, Bing, and I want Bing to go to his camp. Trust me. I didn't like give him any grief about it. I just think it's kind of ridiculous. Like they couldn't schedule the camp to leave on Monday instead of Sunday.
You know where I get hosed? My son's girlfriend her birthday is right around now.
And he goes out of town.
Always
stuff,
blows
right?
me off on Father's Day. Oh, it's her birthday. We're going to go do this.
Right. Yeah. I remember that from last year.
By the way, he signed that deal today. He's in there.
Oh, so the guy, he got his way. The actor who wanted him got him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that is very cool. He's leaving.
Is it a movie or a series?
It is a mini series produced by Showtime, I'm imagining, running on Showtime. It's a period piece. Yeah.
Cool.
He is.
Wait, does it shoot?
It starts shooting in like a couple weeks. He's leaving soon. He's going to have to be in Virginia for a couple months.
Okay.
And they're going to film there, but he's got to go more horseback riding training and a lot of that stuff he's got to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's a really, really good part for him to be in. Yeah.
No, that's great. Hopefully it airs.
Yeah, no shit. Hopefully they don't bail on it. The other one, right now, he's in the prime of his part in that other one, The Son.
Oh, okay.
Weeks 7, 8, and 9. So last week, this week, and next week are his big. And then it's over. It only has one episode. The last episode he's not in on that show. And it's over. They only did 10 episodes.
Has he seen any buzz come from that? Like, has his Instagram followers gone up or anything like that?
This has always happened. He got that part from this. This part from that.
From like that being on and the people seeing.
Yeah, that show was very like critically acclaimed. And I mean, people, not necessarily rabid fan base or anything like that.
But good people who were in the business liked it.
Yeah, and it was, and it's a period, you know, same kind of period, same time frame. And they're just
going to get typecast as an Indian and never get any other role.
No, I have to say for the time he's retarded. He's playing retarded. Okay. I told him, I go, this is a huge fucking part. You're going to win a fucking award.
Yeah. You get an Oscar for playing.
I go, you play a retarded guy. You get Oscar nominated. And he goes, well, it's TV. I'm like, well, that's Emmy all over it.
That's Emmy.
He goes, I know, it's a big fucking deal. Like, so he's playing
the only other option he has is to play a woman.
I told him, if you could ever come out with a way to play a gay, mentally challenged person, you would win every award ever.
Transgender mentally challenged. See, it's always because you either get it for transgender or for mentally disabled.
Oh.
We need to write a movie.
Yes, immediately.
Mentally challenged transgender lawyer who fights for civil rights. I think you could have a guaranteed Oscar there.
You would win every one, or at least be nominated for every single award. Because look, they rave about what's his name, Jeffrey Tambor, like fucking all the time for being that transgendered. Whatever.
And remember, did he win or just get nominated for playing? The mentally challenged kid in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Here's the nominations of mentally challenged people for Oscars. Sean Penn, I don't know if he won it, but Sean Penn got nominated for that. Leo got nominated for it. Dustin Hoffman, I think, won it or got nominated for it. Oh, my God, which call it won it? Daniel Day-Lewis won one for that. God, there's more.
Yeah, you're right. No, there is more.
It's crazy. I know the movie got raved about. Was he mentally challenged? Rudy, Sean Ashton in that football movie?
He was, right?
I think he was too. I think he was like on the spectrum. I don't think he was.
I forgot of another. There's another scenario. If you're a super pretty person and you ugly up, they like that too.
Yeah.
Remember, like, was it Charlize Theron who played Eileen Wuornos, the murderer? Remember, like, they like if you ugly up.
Well, remember when they tried to ugly up Halle Berry, and then they had her have sex with Billy Bob Thornton, and she got nominated like crazy. But that, by the way, one of the most intense sex scenes I've ever seen in a freaking regular movie.
Yeah.
Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
Halle is freaking gorgeous. She was hard to ugly up. They tried to ugly her up, and it didn't work, but that sex scene blew her up, and she was nominated for that. She might have won, I think.
I think she did.
Yeah. Wow. So have sex with Billy Bob Thornton, play a mentally handicapped person.
That doesn't seem worth it.
Okay, that's it. Hold on, I've got it. Oh, he also won one for Sling Blade.
Yeah, that there's another mentally challenging.
Yes. Right? Oh my God. Yeah, it's a favorite of the awards people.
It is.
So it's and just in that sense, that is it's a great part for him. Plus, he's playing opposite of this big star, and he's playing the star. Yeah, no, son.
That's awesome.
So it will be interesting, and it is a historical. Okay, the show he's on now, The Son, he's playing Nakona. Nakona was a real Comanche chief.
Okay.
And he was a real dude. In fact, one of his kids became the most successful American Indian ever in business. He okay. realized, like, hey, it's time to join the white man rather than fight him, and became a business guy and started working with him and became very successful and huge. But all of those people in The Sun are real people in history, only that story's not real.
Right. But the real characters put into it. Yeah.
So they incorporated, like, all those Indians are real Indians, like real people that fought. A lot of them fought in the battle with Custer's Last Stand, General George Custer. Remember, they skinned him alive and all that. So a lot of those people are from history, but it's not really their story.
Okay.
So, yeah, but yeah, he's gonna, but think about it. Okay. Duke played a slow guy in that first, the Justified.
Right.
He was a war vet who had been blown up and was slow. He got the slow, as Jim would say. I can't even got slow. So, oh God. How did I not get in trouble for mocking a mentally handicapped person over and over and over and over and over?
Well, because he kept threatening to kill you.
That's right. He kept saying he was going to kill me because you would tell him to, you fucking dick. What you should do, you should kill Stitch.
It was self-preservation because you guys would send him to hang out with me. So I had to make sure he liked me.
Oh, God. And then he would tell us how much he loved Danny. And he wanted to kill me.
My favorite story about Crazy Jim is... So you guys would send him to Moe's to hang out with me. And so he started just going there on his own sometimes. And one night I'm in there, he's not there, and the owner comes up to me. He goes, you know that gym guy who comes in here? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. He's like, no, he came in here the other night and was sitting at the bar and ate four bowls of our chili. He goes, I've never seen anybody – like, it's hard for people to finish one bowl of our chili. He had four bowls of our chili.
Dude, Jim was fucking huge on top of being – he was a massive, massive man.
No, he was big, and he didn't know his own strength.
He literally was Lenny from Mice and Men.
He was, and remember, he had a weird thing. Okay, so he was Lenny from Of Mice and Men. His wife was messed up, but she got messed up because when she was a kid, she got ran over by a cab.
Yeah, mentally, his wife was there. Physically, she was very disabled.
Yeah, and so the two of them were quite the pair.
Oh, God. And then there was Jim. And then he would call crying, you guys are making fun of me. And then start laughing. And then next thing you know, he wanted to kill me. Always me. Granted, I was the guy making fun of him all the time and doing impersonations of him.
Remember, his wife would call and go, Jim's crying and he's upset, and we'd have to then talk to you. Like, she would call us.
Oh, my God. I wonder if she's still alive.
I'm not sure, but she seemed to be – whatever happened to her, she didn't seem to be – she seemed to be okay now. She was messed up, but I don't know if it shortened her life at all. I mean, what happened to Jim? Did he have a heart attack?
I don't remember.
Somebody told us that he died, and I don't remember, but it was I mean, it wasn't an accident. Whatever he had was a health-related problem. It wasn't like he fell off a cliff or something.
When my health-related problems kill me here soon, I'm pretty sure I'll see Jim on my way into hell. All of you know this. He will be my escort into hell. I'm not saying he's there. I'm just thinking he's going to walk me in. Oh, my God. Got
the good news is you'll get to spend a lot of time with the Bonaduke.
Well, he'll never die. They always kill the wrong partridge.
He was on a show the other day that I just happened upon. In fact, it just got canceled. It was the one about the family back in the 70s, and they have like four sons. I don't even remember what it was called. But they did an episode about the Partridge Family, of course. And the kid was trying to replace Danny on the show, and they had Danny play a security guard at the studios. And he looked so old and, like, just tore up. And I was like, how is he still alive?
He was back to looking fat last I saw of him. Because, remember, he goes, like, he's also tiny. So if he gains a little weight, he looks puffy. But
he didn't look particularly fat in this. He wasn't crazy ripped either. You know, he looked kind of normal. Other than he was crazy old. But think of all the bad shit that guy's done. And he's still chugging along. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, Keith Partridge is dead.
Right.
Mr. Kincaid is dead. How many other Partridges are dead? I think a whole lot of Partridges are dying or dead.
Yeah.
Except for Shirley.
And he was the one who did the worst stuff out of all of them. And somehow, although I think it does help him that he's tiny. Tiny people seem to live longer.
Little fuckers. And speaking of tiny people, what the fuck with Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise? What the fuck is that?
That was the most random thing. I just read the headline. I was like, Justin Bieber challenges Tom Cruise to an MMA fight. I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah, I'm like, did he meet him? Are they friends and he's fucking with him? Did he just decide he thinks that Tom thinks he's a badass and he would call him out?
Yeah, and I have no idea how that went down, and I thought it was super random because usually something – like I hadn't heard like if Tom Cruise was around, you know, in the press talking about what a badass he was, but apparently he wasn't. It just was random.
And just for the record, Tom Cruise is more than 30 years older than him.
Yeah, he's 50-something, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like 56. Bieber's 25 or something.
Right.
So he is fucking way older. And Tom Cruise, I know Tom Cruise seems crazy and weird and all that. I've never got the vibe that Tom Cruise is a dick that, like, wants to pick fights with people. That's never been a vibe, other than, you know, he's a Scientologist kind of kooky kook. But never heard of Tom Cruise like being that guy. Now, Bieber is showing exact stereotypical child star psychosis. And this is, they all want to prove they're a badass because they were this cute little kid and they resent it and they all grow up to be short little wannabe tough guys. All of them.
You know, he just got, did you see today, I saw it on TMZ, he just got a motorcycle.
Oh, God. And he's all tatted up and he's all 5'4" or whatever the fuck he is. And he's this little midget who wants to show the world he's tough and he's not tough. Go be pretty and sing. Why do all
those child stars have to prove they're tough guys?
Dude, the worst I've ever seen, worse than Bonaducci, was when I did a week of shows with the fucking Beaver. Jerry Mathers is fucking insane. And he kept telling me what a badass he was. And I was like, okay, fucking Beav.
He's still alive too, right?
Yeah, but he's another one. I have guns and I have these weapons and I can chop someone's head off and da-da. And I'm just like, fuck you, Beaver. You're fucking Beaver. Shut up.
You know, I'm surprised Danny never got into guns.
Yeah,
that was one thing. He never got into guns.
Can he have guns?
Was always,
he's a convicted felon.
Oh, he couldn't. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't think he could get guns. I mean, anybody can get a gun. Hell, it's pretty easy. Right. It's America. But I don't think he could legally have a gun.
Yeah, that was never his thing was I got guns.
Yeah.
That's Jamie's thing now. Have you seen?
Oh,
she posts about guns all the time and going to the range.
Yeah, teaching the boy to shoot. But she grew up a redneck. Like, same with me. It's just kind of second nature to you country type folk, even though I didn't grow up in the country, but I was raised by country bumpkins.
Speaking of country bumpkins, how's your dad?
Crazy as
still
fuck.
Blind?
He's got partial vision in in that one eye. But
can he drive?
Yeah. One eye's totally fine and one eye's fucked up. But the
can
fucked
you
up
drive
eye,
with one good eye? Is that make you take that eye test? I don't
it just fucks with your depth perception. But no, he's fine. He still drives and it's batshit crazy as ever. Crazy conspiracy theories about the government and shit. He's just like, oh fuck. And by the way,
still working?
My mom will never stop working. My mom will die at work to not have to be at home with my dad.
Right.
Like insanity. And now she's got my dad goes down there and does a lot of bunch of stuff. Because he's just
fixes stuff for
fixes stuff and builds things and does stuff. And I'm like, he's gonna get you fired. What are you doing? He's gonna say something to somebody. They're gonna be like, that crazy fucking nut shouldn't be around children. Like, what are you thinking?
Just send him to work at a Catholic school. He'll be fine.
He doesn't want to touch kids. He just wants to tell you crazy government conspiracies. Oh, man, he's just too much. I do provoke him and have fun egging him on because that's
right.
I know exactly. I'm a professional at that.
Right.
But still. Ugh.
I think there was some radio shit that went down since last we spoke, but now I can't remember what it was. One thing is they're getting rid of the Spanish ESPN. Did you see that?
ESPN Deportes?
Yeah, they're pulling the plug on that, which I thought was interesting. They said that trends in Latin speaking listenership are moving towards streaming and online, and that they just didn't have the audience it used to, which I was surprised because I always thought the Latin audience was huge.
Yeah, but Latin audience, let's be stereotypical racist here, they like baseball and soccer.
Yeah, but what did they play on ESPN?
And I'm sorry, let me take that back. Baseball, soccer, and the Raiders.
And basketball, Lakers.
I'm sorry, I'm being a racist ass.
There's a big sports audience. I was just surprised they were pulling the plug on that because I thought that was a place that still had radio listeners.
Truthfully, if you like sports, you watch it on TV. If I'm in the car, I'll listen to sports because I'm in the car, but I really will watch it on TV if at all possible.
And I guess people watch it on their phones now, too. You don't need to listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anybody who listens to fucking sports on the radio. Like, my boss was into football, and if he had to do something on Sunday, he had it on his phone. Like, he'd be sitting there in the back of his kid's practice.
I would do that at practice and stuff, but I was literally in the car. I would listen to it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But most people don't even listen to the radio in their car anymore.
Yeah, God.
You know, you can stream and your car connects to your Bluetooth and
yeah.
I just don't get how radio is even surviving anymore.
It's fucking not.
it was Austin Market. Austin, one of the companies just sold off their half. One of the big companies sold off their half, all the stations they owned. Like, everybody is just bolting and just keeping basically the big markets.
The guy that owns the company that my wife's working for now. I get what he's doing. It's smart. He's getting these radio stations. He's getting
fire sale, right?
He's getting them for fucking cheap, and he's got good radio stations, and then he's basically just promoting his other businesses. He owns a bunch of other businesses, and he uses them, promotes them on his radio stations. It's fucking smart.
Gets them at a steal. He didn't buy them when all these other idiots bought them and had to make up as much money. No, it makes sense at a certain level. If you can do it at that level.
Yeah. If you got that kind of money to go buy stations and just blow up, you know, and think about it, it's market yourself. Right. Yeah, it's pretty.
And if you use them correctly, I think they could still have some kind of impact. But it just, you know, like, you have to really be out and be part of the community and be seen. And I'll give credit to KCRW. It is the shittiest, you know, NPR signal around. But they are everywhere in LA that I go. You know, like, I see them out at everything.
God, when then you look at, like, what Clear Channel did and what CBS, I don't know what the fuck they are now. They consolidated to, like, a promotions team that did promotions for all their stations, their whole cluster. And
yeah, and just really stopped doing much of anything.
Stopped doing, public events.
Right.
Unless it's their event.
Yeah, right, exactly. But KCRW is still, like, every festival I go to, any street fair, any, you know, like, they're out actually in the community, and I see them. I, you know, like, they have an impact.
Oh, God. And the people trying to do no one does bits anymore, no one does stunts.
You can't, because you'll get sued.
It's fucking nuts, man.
It is. It's funny when you listen to radio now because, you know, as Bean wraps up his time at K-Rock here, they've talked about a lot of older stuff they've done. And a lot of times they're like, yeah, we couldn't do that now. You know, like, and it's true. Back when radio was fun, we used to do shit. Like, they don't let you do any stunt, anything anymore. We used to do crazy shit, and we weren't even the tops at doing stunt shit.
Yeah. I know. The shit we did was insane that they would never fucking let fly.
No, you can't. Nobody does anything on, like, street or just ambush style anymore. You know, nobody sends anybody out to do anything. You know, like, we would send. I was telling somebody at work the other day, we sent our intern. He didn't know we called him Gig, but we sent Gig to pick up the tranny prostitute.
That's right. And then he was like, guys, let me out of here.
Remember, he was in the car and he was like, whispering in the phone, I really feel uncomfortable. I don't want to do this anymore. And we were like, no, keep talking.
Oh, my God. And then we hooked up the Gaijin with the tranny. Remember that?
Yes. And remember how weird he got on that?
He disappeared after that. That was the end of our relationship with him. We don't know what happened. I think the tranny raped him.
Yeah, we did stuff that nobody would do anymore. And people probably thought it was fake, but that shit was not fake.
No, nothing. We never did anything fake, ever.
No. Remember we sent Gig to the adult bookstore, and remember they got weird with him there when there used to be, back in the day when there were adult bookstores, we sent him to that one in Santa Monica and Island.
Yeah, that really creepy one.
Yeah.
No, we did a lot of fucked up stuff. I made my street guy cry at Mega. I strapped him to that to that parachute drop ride at Knott's Berry Farm, and he was afraid of heights, and I literally had someone duct tape him to it and made him – I was supposed to make him ride it for the whole show.
God.
And when he started crying, the grown man started crying, I just stopped. People were laughing, and then they were like, then he starts.
Then they started to feel bad.
But we had the phone, we taped his hands to the ride with the phone, and then the phone was just picking up whatever he said. So we just left the phone call obviously running the whole time, and we would just pot him up and hear what he was doing, and he would be up going, oh my God, please, I'm a good boy, please don't do this. And it was the funniest shit I have ever heard, but it was absolute fucking torture to a human being.
That poor guy.
And I was like, okay, stop. People were coming in going, you have to let him stop, please.
I hate that ride. I've only been on it once, and it was terrifying to me.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. That's a gnarly ride. I've ridden that ride, too, but he rode it. I think he won about 15 times in a row.
Oh, God. No, that I remember the first time I did, the first and only time, and as you're going up there, I was like, I am going to have a heart attack. Once it fell, I felt fine because I knew it was over.
Yeah.
It was the climb and then sitting at the top. That was the worst part.
Imagine being stuck to do that for 4 hours.
No.
Oh, jeez. That was at Mega. We were a nice guy station. Oh, God. That's the Baker boys always fucking remind me. I did this bit one time. Remember, I would do evil shit, like bad, evil shit, just to stir it up and see what the fuck happened and let it roll because it was good content. Tito, who we all know and love, this is Tito. This is Tito with the Baker Boys. We had, there's a band called Blackstreet. Blackstreet was coming in to interview with the Baker Boys.
Okay.
And this is fucking horrible what I did. So the Blackstreet comes in, and they're in there talking with the Baker Boys. And I took Tito, who, by the way, Tito was this gullible, clueless old guy. And he barely spoke English. And he would do whatever the fuck I told him to do because I love Tito. I don't know how we came about it, but there was a Ku Klux Klan hat in our office.
Oh, God.
And I put it on Tito and I said, Tito, go stand in the fucking corner and don't say a word. And Tito went in, and dude, and they had bodyguards with him and shit, and they were about to fuck him up. It was getting crazy. They're like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on with that? And the Bakers were just ignoring it and going, we're really sorry. And finally, when this big dude was about to beat the shit out of Tito, they pulled the hat off, and when they saw it was Tito, then they thought it was funny, and they laughed. And I knew the end result, when they saw it was Tito under a Klan thing, that would be funny. This little old Mexican dude would be hysterical. Right. And it was, but it got really, really tense for a while. Oh, God. That was brutal. I remember they were filming that documentary, and I'd forgotten all about that, and they brought that up. And I was like, oh, my God, I forgot we did that. And they're like, we didn't do that. You did that. Little fuckers turned on me. Oh, God.
My first stunt with Jamie and Danny was the guy Juan, who I ended up replacing.
Yeah.
Was out sick or whatever, and I was only filling in for a few days, and they set me up on a date to the circus with some random listener.
Oh, God.
I ended up going to the circus in, like, Long Beach. Remember they used to do it at the...
That's awkward and awful.
It was awkward and awful, but they loved it.
Yeah, they love to make you uncomfortable. And by the way, Danny would do crazy shit, but Jamie never did anything. She was just a torturer.
Yes.
And here's Jamie, the thing. I did all that crazy shit, too, myself.
Jamie wouldn't do planned stunts, but you could go out with Jamie and get her drinking and crazy shit.
And light a hotel on fire and shit like that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but usually it was to fuck someone else over. Like, Jamie right. would light a hotel on fire and then and do it with like Alina's fucking purse, so it looked like she did right. it. It was just like, what the fuck? What just happened? Remember when we were in Oregon and Jamie yes. runs to you and I and goes, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of yes. here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And we're like, what's going on? And we ran, and she had just started a huge fight amongst the people we were working with up there, and we ran because all hell broke loose after we left.
Well, because it ends up somebody really was cheating, and she figured it out and then called them out on it, and it was two co-workers. Like, you remember it got
no, and then ugly? Said that they told her.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And then she's like, we got to go. And that's when we went back to the hotel and caused trouble at the hotel.
And then I, for some reason, was across the street, not with you. I was with someone else, and I wasn't with a Dan. I was across the street. There was someone else with me because you.
Okay, no, no, no.
You were with Jamie. And when I walked into the hotel, you were interviewing right. people with a fucking shoe. You were so drunk.
Yes. Yeah, we were in the bar. That's
who was with me. Bar. I think I was with Storm, our program director.
You could have been because somebody came back with us. And then Jamie and I went into the bar and started doing our game show.
You got us thrown out of that bar.
Yeah, because I yelled, I'm not loud.
I'm not loud. And you were going up to people, putting your shoe in their face like it was a microphone, going, so what's your name, buddy?
How do you feel? We were doing a game show, Jamie and I.
Oh, my God. And I walked in the middle of that, and I was I'm pretty sure I was with Storm because I was with somebody hanging out with. Yeah. Oh, my God. And I walked into that and then literally walked in and got thrown out with you guys out of the bar. I'm like, all righty. And you and I had a room upstairs because that was the bar in our hotel we got thrown out of.
Yep.
Oh, God. Fun times.
Yep.
Always fun times.
Yeah, that kind of stuff doesn't happen in radio anymore.
No, it's just fun.
Yeah. No, fun. It's funny because I was listening to the recap of Weenie Roast. You know, they were talking, it was this last weekend. And nobody had any good stories. And I remember even in my brief tenure at K-Rock, crazy shit would happen at Weenie Roast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you'd get or some band would do something crazy or douchey or fucking Billy Idol would roll up on his fucking motorcycle. You know, crazy weird shit would happen.
Yeah, and nobody had any good stories this year. And I didn't think that's because nobody gets crazy anymore.
Yeah, everyone's too afraid to get sued. Mm-hmm. And social media calmed people down. Believe me, if there were camera phones on a lot of the crazy shit we did in bars and stuff, if that was filmed, we'd have been fired way before we got fired.
No, you're right. It's there was no documentation. We would just come back and tell the stories, but there were no actual videos.
Yeah, of the crimes we committed while we were out drunk representing the station.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. We would have been fired so much sooner if there was camera phones back then. There was camera phones, but I mean like video streaming and social media.
Hold on. I don't think we got fired in 2007, right? Or 2000.
Yeah.
Eight?
I had a phone. I had a phone, a camera.
But it didn't have phone, a but it, camera.
It sucked ass. Mine had a separate. I had the flip phone then, the T-Mobile flip phone. And it had.
I had a X. What was that thing? A Razor. I don't think it had a camera in the Razor.
Mine had a plug-in camera. You plugged it into a jack, and then you could take pictures into the phone. And it was awful quality and it sucked, but I had a camera phone.
Yeah, that's with an accessory. That means most people didn't because I know at that point I had like one of those Motorola Razors. That thing didn't have a camera in it.
Yeah, it was pretty rare. We weren't iPhoning it out yet.
No. Because what was that thing you had, the Sidekick? That didn't have a camera in it.
No, that's the one that had the camera. It was like it had where you could plug it in to charge it. You could plug in this little separate camera and it was on like a 4-inch cable. And it was plugged into the phone, and you could go click, 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 and take pictures with it. And it was like the coolest, baddest shit. But I had an iPhone when I was at Sirius, and I was at Sirius the same year we got fired. It was like a Sirius beginning iPhone 1.
I think they came out like right after.
Like 2007, 2000. Yeah, because I got it right then. And I remember being on Sirius, and I always had an iPhone, and it was insanely badass.
Yeah, because I think I got a BlackBerry shortly after that had a phone had a camera in it.
Yeah, phones quickly shortly after that became smarter than us and fucking badass.
Yep.
Remember when your phone wasn't smarter than you? Oh, God.
I know. I was telling Bing about that the other day. Just like he was making fun of me about something, and I was like, "You don't even understand that technology differences since, you know, like...
Do you remember doing reports when you had to fucking pull out an encyclopedia? And first of all, your parents had to buy encyclopedias?
We were broke. We didn't have an... I had to go to the library and spend hours Xeroxing them with dimes. Remember you had to have dimes?
Oh, my God. No, we had a whatever encyclopedia, whole selection, and I could go in my den and pull one out every time I had to do some stupid report.
Yep. And you had to get all your material together. You couldn't just search it. You had to find it and keep it organized. No.
Yeah, but that was always my only source. It was like the encyclopedia. That was it. It was because, unless I went to the library and got books on stuff.
But the thing we had better that kids now don't have, do you know they get their grades like the same day they take a test?
Oh, dude.
It's online and you can look it up and your parents can look it up. Remember we at least had like, oh, I took a test on Friday. I won't know till Monday or Tuesday.
Dude, they email how bad us I did. Every Sunday night for the entire school year, they email us their current grades in every single class.
God.
Remember they emailed in one year, Christmas was Sunday and they emailed or was Monday and Monday morning, Christmas morning, we woke up the fucking grades and my wife flipped out and ruined Christmas. Oh, ruined God. It. Just fucking had a hissy fit about a grade, and that was that.
Yeah, and your test, you can look them on the same night you take them. You can look up the results most of the time.
Yeah.
Bing the other day, he was worried, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I got to see how I did on this test. I'm like, what are you talking about? You just took it today. He's like, oh, no, it'll be online by 6 o'clock or whatever. I'm like, oh, God.
We got the actual hard report card yesterday. They were out for 1 week, and we actually have the report card.
Oh, I didn't. You know what? I've never asked Bing if he actually gets one, but I'm assuming they send one. But I've never.
We got it, and they sent an email first saying, "Hey, it's being. They're all being mailed today. You'll have it." They sent it on Friday and said you'll have it Saturday or Monday. And sure as shit, we got it on Monday.
Right.
Oh God.
Yeah. Crazy. So I give the kids that sucks, and also they now have like soft, like they turn in their writing digitally.
Yeah.
And these teachers have software that run it through for plagiarism.
Yes, that's bullshit because plagiarism is a rite of passage.
Right. I mean, your goal was to find a pretty obscure book you were pretty sure your teacher hadn't read to get some source material that you could just copy verbatim out of.
Who was the dude? This happened, graduation started about 2 months ago. And the guy did a graduation speech. Oh, I know what it was. He did a graduation speech for some big university. And then someone ran the speech through, and he actually plagiarized freaking Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, no way.
Yes! Whole sections of the speech were taken from some Ashton Kutcher movie. I'm serious, dude.
What movie did Ashton Kutcher do that was good enough to quote?
I bet if you Google Ashton Kutcher plagiarized right now, you will see the story I'm talking about, because it wasn't that long ago, and then the guy had to come clean, and...
And the funny part is, I can't think of any Ashton Kutcher movie.
Me neither. God, that guy's awful. In fact, he has a career.
He made a shitload of money.
And he married Mila Kunis, who's hot as hell. Yeah.
She was super cool, too.
Yes.
Remember, we had her in. In fact, I think I put I think that old show might be one of the ones I posted where we had her in and she had talks about how she was underage and lied about her age to get that job.
Yes. Oh my God,
she was so cool. I always, I accidentally plagiarized Ashton Kutcher's speech. Let's see, I accidentally. Yeah, that's what the principal said. Let's see what it was.
Oh, that's it. It was the principal. It was the principal of the school. It wasn't. I thought it was a commencement speech. It was a speech. It's fucking crazy. That's the story.
It was Ashton Kutcher's 2013 Nickelodeon Kids Choice Speech Award or award speech.
So that's what it is. He just quoted Ashton Kutcher's freaking speech from Nickelodeon back to his kids and got caught. And all he had to say was, as Ashton Kutcher once said, he would have been fine.
Totally. But he was probably embarrassed to say that.
Yeah, I'm the principal. I'm quoting Ashton Kutcher. He should be fired. That guy touches kids. Oh, man.
No, you know what? Ashton got with her way after.
Yeah, so they say.
She was with Macaulay then. Demi Moore.
Yeah, and she was with Macaulay Culkin then.
Right. Yeah, they didn't get together until after the whole Demi Moore thing fell apart.
Oh, Jesus.
Which was years later.
We have to go. It's time for us to go.
All right, let's wrap it up.
We're on overtime. I have to go get AIDS or whatever else I have. Everyone enjoy the week. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully. So until then, peace out.
Fuck off.
Goodbye.